It was June the 22nd, a nice sunny Sunday morning. My mother went shopping, as usual, in the market. Usually she spent about an hour or so in the market before coming home. This time she came back about 10 minutes after she left, and I was with my father when mother came back, and she was out of breath. So we saw she had been running, which was quite unusual for my mother to run. And finally, when she recovered, recovered her voice, we asked her, what happened? She said, they just announced on the loudspeakers, the Soviets have installed loudspeakers all over the city, on the streets, where they usually broadcast the Moscow radio music and reports and news. They had just announced on the loudspeakers that the Germans have invaded the Soviet Union. It's June the 22nd, 1941. The war has reached our city. It's interesting that my mother just said that when we heard an explosion, I ran to the window and I saw on the horizon already a black cloud of smoke rising from the direction of the airport. It was the first visit of German bombers to our city. Now, the following days and nights were days of total chaos. We had daily and nightly air raids. They bombed in our city, primarily the railroad station, the Germans, and the airport area. But very often, even if they didn't bomb the city, the German planes flew over our city deep into the Soviet Union to bomb different targets in that area. And so we had constant air raid alarms, which disrupted the sleep. Sleeping in a normal manner was out of the question. And the nerves of the people was very tense. And during the day, the first day of war, there was a total chaos in the city because everybody tried to buy whatever was available. They knew there was serious shortage under the Soviets in peaceful times. Now the new war meant more shortages. So they bought whatever they could find, food, petrol, clothing, shoes, matches, candles, pots, pans, whatever was available, because everything that was still available will disappear very soon. And indeed, it disappeared